Welcome to a special edition of the Loving on Purpose podcast, where author and relationship expert Danny Silk and co-hosts Jared and Erin Cullop answer questions from listeners just like you. As always, you can also download and listen to Danny's full sessions at iTunes and at lovingonpurpose.com. Now let's join Danny in the studio.
Well, Danny, not too long ago, Eric Johnson had the mic on a Sunday morning at Bethel, and he and a lot of the leadership at Bethel really sent you and Sherry on to your new phase with a whole lot of honor. I would suggest anyone that that is listening that didn't get to see that, I want to continue to honor you right now. And people know you as the relationship guy and parenting, but Bethel itself owes a lot of what has been built to you. And Eric went through over all the years, everything from setting up the human resources department and building this part, working with the transformation center, and what you did with the healing rooms and all that. You are perfect person to be writing books on and answering questions on leadership. And recently we've been doing a lot of these social media questions, but they've been on relationship. And I think Aaron's got a really good leadership question that that we can toss up to you and see how it goes.
Cool. Let's do it.
Yeah. This question is, it starts out with the writer saying that distrust and of authority is rampant. Rebellion is rampant, even in the church. And his question, or her question, is how do you relate to an authority you disagree with without rebelling?
Yeah, well, I think that what makes rebellion or, these distrustful relationships so prevalent is that people emphasize issues above relationships. And so, you know, each time that we are going to make our disagreement the crux of our relationship, there's nothing to protect. So it's all about dominating. It's all about winning your case. It's all about, being righter than anybody else. This is how churches split. You know, this is how business partners fail. This is how marriages go down the toilet, is we emphasize the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. So in order to pull leadership teams together, pull communities together, families together, we have to learn how to love. And love is the enemy of fear, right? And the enemy of love is trying to undermine what love is trying to accomplish, which is the satisfying of the human being is in being able to trust, being able to be vulnerable, that sort of thing. Fear is trying to switch that off and create an existence of rules where you have to play by the rules and we have to agree on the rules and everything will be managed by the precious rules that we have set in our environment. Well, people were created to be free. They weren't created to live in a box of rules. So people will find a way out of those rules. That's why we have so many lawyers, is because everybody's trying to find a way out of the rules that they agreed to.
Yeah.
And so when you talk about rebellion, rebellion is really rooted in witchcraft. It's, the sin of rebellion is as witchcraft, that Samuel tells Saul. He says, what you're doing is you are trying to work your way around the rules to serve your own needs rather than building into relationships of covenant, of love, of respect, of honor, and then in that meeting each other's needs. So it's a lot of work. Love is a lot of work. It's way harder than maneuvering around all the rules.
Right.
It's there's so much personal responsibility in learning how to cultivate a place of covenant, of relationship. So, I think that the way that I would manage myself in disagreement with authority is, just the way that we live. It's a culture of honor, which is, all right, let me make sure I'm listening really well. Let me make sure that I understood what it is that you need in the decisions that you've made. You've made a bunch of decisions. Help me understand what we're doing. Help me understand where we're going. Help me understand how I can help you in it. The idea that we are going to agree on everything is preposterous. We're not going to agree with each other in a marriage all the time. You know, we're not going to agree with two powerful people show up with two perspectives, differing opinions. You know, it's just natural that we're going to see things differently. I have to seek to understand. And then I need to be understood. As long as there's that kind of respect in a relationship, we're pretty much going to work through whatever. And I, you know, I'm a living testimony of having some powerful disagreements with some powerful people in a powerful culture. And it comes back to over and over, will we protect the relationship despite the disagreement about the issues?
Thanks for listening to the Loving on Purpose mini podcast. Be sure to check out Danny's full sessions of the Loving on Purpose podcast every week, where you can hear Danny talking one-on-one with real people, going through real challenges, helping them toward real solutions. And Danny loves to hear from his listeners and readers, so be sure to connect with him personally on Twitter and Facebook at Danny Lee Silk.
And remember, everybody, keep your love on.